Here at the 2012 World Food Prize events in Des Moines, Iowa, I am with right now David Beckman, who is Executive Director of Bread for the World. Just did a little press conference here talking about the 2012 elections and what that could mean for ending hunger in the United States. First of all, David, could you tell me just a little bit about what Bread for the World is?
Bread for the World is a faith-based advocacy movement on hunger issues. We organize people of faith and churches across the country to ask their members of Congress to do things that will help to reduce hunger in our country and around the world.
At this point in time, what is the current situation in the United States with regard to hunger and our government helping out as they can with hunger in the United States?
About one in five of our children live in households that run out of food. So that's a huge problem. On the other hand, I think the safety net programs have worked remarkably well in this economy. The government data suggests that hunger increased in 2008 when we had the financial crisis, but then hunger hasn't increased further in 2009, 2010, even though unemployment and poverty did increase. And that's because of food stamps, WIC, Medicaid, tax credits for the working poor. Those programs have really worked. In lots of families, the people lost their job, so they're poorer than they were, and they are not happy. This is not what they want. But they've enrolled their kids in free school lunches, and maybe they're getting SNAP. So the kids are eating. I'm gratified that we've gone through a terrible economy without even more suffering than we've seen.
But right now we have a situation where we obviously have budget concerns on the federal level, and it's causing some difficult decisions. What are you seeing right now in what's going on in Congress regarding the funding of not just hunger programs in the United States, but global hunger programs?
Well, Bread for the World and other faith groups have argued for a circle of protection around programs that are focused on hungry and poor people in our country and around the world. So that's safety net programs, but also programs that help people get a decent job and make work pay in developing countries, assistance to poor farmers around the world. We want Congress and the President to put our country on a path to a fiscally sustainable future, but that can be done without making poor families hungrier. We want to protect the relatively small number of things that we do to help those folks. And again, I'm surprised actually that we've gone through 2 years of this debate, and so far there have been no substantial cuts in programs that go mainly to poor people. On the international development assistance, in 2 years, those programs have been cut by about 5%. I think it's one reason why the developing countries are doing pretty well, which is good news for us economically. It's also one reason why we haven't lost a generation of children to hunger because of this economic crisis.
Well, we have, obviously, we're just a few weeks away from a presidential election, and you have asked both candidates to give you statements about how, you know, their views on what can be done to address and possibly end hunger in the United States. What did they tell you?
Well, I was gratified that both President Obama and Governor Romney made short statements about hunger and poverty. People can see them on the Bread for the World website. It's bread.org. It's right at the top of the site. Both of them express concern. Both of them affirm the idea of a circle of protection around hungry and poor people. Both of them stress jobs. Both of them affirm charity. Both of them said government programs are important. So, the fact that they do have their real differences on taxes, and, you know, Obama would raise taxes on high-income people. Romney talks about having to make some cuts to middle-income people, low-income people, too. So there's some difference. But the fact that the two candidates agree as much as they do is important, because in the end, in order to get our country on the right path, we're going to have a bipartisan budget agreement. It can't, however the elections turn out, the the minority party is going to be able to block a deal. So we need agreement. And one thing that you can see from the two videos is that the Republicans and Democrats don't come from two different planets. You know, we are one country and we have broadly shared values. So there are real differences. The election is important to hungry people. But both candidates say that they're going to try to help poor people.
What was your reaction to the debate last night? You brought that up a little bit, and the fact that really these issues weren't brought up at all.
I was really disappointed in the second presidential debate. In the first presidential debate, in fact, both candidates did talk explicitly about poor people. Or when President Obama talks about them, he talks about people who want to be middle class. You know, it's a different way of talking about people who aren't quite there. But they did that more in the first debate than in this, and also in the Biden-Ryan debate, than they did in the second debate. In the second debate, there was no explicit reference to poor people. Right at the end of the debate, there was this exchange about, you know, whether Governor Romney cares about the bottom 47%. But Bread for the World's concern is the bottom 15-20%. Those are the families where the kids don't always get enough to eat. And there was no explicit reference in the debate to what we're going to do to make sure that our kids are eating. And there was certainly no explicit reference to the billion or so people in the world who are going hungry. You know, and that, I mean, that's scary to me because I'm a preacher, so I think it's morally important that we, the richest country in the world, pay attention to those people. It's also really important to our long-term security. It's important to our economy. What it means is that the two candidates for president think that we as voters really don't care that much about what's happening to people around the world, and I think that's a scary reality.
You talked about you said your words were there's a commonality between agriculture and people who are hungry. Can you explain that?
For sure. In the 90s, when East Asia dramatically reduced poverty, that was really good for U.S. agricultural exports because very poor people around the world spend two-thirds of their total income on food. So typically it's like two plates of rice or two plates of something made out of corn or wheat. That's two-thirds of their total income. So when their income doubles, they buy a lot of food. A lot of that growth goes into food purchases. Most of it will be locally grown food, but we've seen that it also includes exports from the U.S., especially breeding stock and things like that. So what we've seen over the last 30 years, the number of extremely poor people in the world has been cut in half. It's tremendous. And as that progress against hunger, poverty, disease continues around the world, especially with a growing global population, that's the future of U.S. agriculture. That's the future of global agriculture. So I think there is a real commonality of interest. I also think, you know, farmers feel food. They understand food, and it gets under their skin when they know a lot of people are hungry, and it doesn't need to be. So there's also a kind of spiritual bond between people who are having a hard time putting food on the table and farmers who are in the middle of a field where there's an abundance of food. So there is a real alliance between overcoming hunger and what's good for agriculture.
What a great thought. Okay, one more question. I talked about the farm bill briefly. We don't have a farm bill, but the farm bill, whether you want to call it that or not, our secretary likes to call it the Food, Farm, and Jobs Bill because so much of it has to do with nutrition programs. You touched a little bit about on that. My question to you is, do you think that the farm programs, as they were conservation programs, should be separate from the farm bill? Should we put SNAP and food stamps in a different category altogether from agriculture?
I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. And I think the historic, there's some tensions between the groups that work for hungry people and the farm groups. I think that if we can maintain that alliance, it's been good for both agriculture and for the hunger programs. So I, I guess I don't think it's on the horizon in a hurry, and I don't think it's a really great idea either.
And do you think, what about this this event here, World Food Prize and its, you know, its founder, I guess, Norman Borlaug, what have they done to help the situation, to help there be less hungry people in the world?
Well, Dr. Borlaug was a helped to improve agricultural productivity, especially among poor farmers around the world. And the Food Prize Forum focuses especially on that continuing challenge. It is most of the poorest people in the world are still rural people. They are small farmers or they're farm workers. So agricultural development is a jobs program. That's how they're going to provide more food for their people in their country, but that also raises the incomes of really poor people. And what I think is clear now to most farm groups and farmers in the U.S. is that it's not really a competitive thing, because when poor farmers in Africa increase their productivity, their incomes go up, they will buy more food. So it's a kind of a happy coincidence that we can celebrate the steps that they're making to raise their productivity, their production, and it'll be good for U.S. agriculture. Also, they can learn from U.S. agriculture. You know, most farm families in Africa live 2 miles from the nearest road. We know how to build a rural road system. Most farmers in Africa are women, and mostly they're women who don't know how to read and write or add and subtract. We know how to build a schoolhouse where you teach the girls how to read and write and add and subtract. So they'll be better mothers, also better farmers. So I think there's just what the Dr. Borlaug did, what the World Food Prize Forum is doing to strengthen the productivity of farmers in poor countries is a really good thing for them and good for U.S. agriculture too.
Well, thank you very much, David, for setting the stage here for World Food Prize events and our coverage on AgWire.com. I'm Cindy Zimmerman.